Hello, Yusuf here, and this is Yustalk. As a college student, a presentation is a very common stuff. So right now, I want to tell you some tips and tricks about presentation. Presenting is a craft that requires a thoughtful approach. There's a lot of things to include in a good presentation. From quality visuals to compelling speech, everything matters. Doing a presentation on your own may be quite challenging, especially if it's your first time experiencing doing a presentation. Before you start thinking of a technique, let's first understand presentation methods and how they relate to the audience and the content of your presentation. Among the different presentation methods, the main idea of that all is formal and informal. Their difference is mainly in the style of your delivery and the data presentation methods. The first one is keeping everything simple. This is rather basic technique. Just strip your presentation of all the unnecessary information, leaving only just the core statement that you want to address. Simplicity not only helps your audience to understand your point better, but even more, this data presentation methods lower the risk of making mistake or forgetting, and save you and your audience quite a lot of time. There are different definitions of simplicity. Sometimes just a few words are enough, while in other case, several bullet points on the slide may be sufficient. Choose what suits your topic best. And the second method is good start. This method of presentation is all about attention grabbing. Starting your presentation with a powerful statement, unusual fact, interesting question will make the audience engage your presentation instantly. Another great way to start a joke, tough humor, and be quiet landmine, especially when you're presenting in front of strangers and you are not sure whether your joke will be fun or offensive. So try to think something natural. Yes, that is a good start method. And the third method is use visual in your presentation. Visuals are must for any presentation and are able not only to support your speech but also to tell and contribute to the stuff you're talking about. The pictures, the graphic, infographic, and even short video, especially when you are done by presenting design service, are what truly make the presentation and help you to connect with your audience. A carefully selected visual connects both with your speech and the slide content, making your presentation methods works in completely in harmony. What are more, visuals can serve a great way to help you recall your speech in case you suddenly forgot some of it during the presentation. And the fourth method is storytelling. Telling a story is a powerful presentation technique for keeping the audience interested. In general, people get bored from being fed just straight up fact and the numbers for a long time. However, an interesting story connected to the subject of your presentation give you personal touch to it, engaging the audience in what you are talking about. What is more, a good story is connect of the presentation will resonate with your audience, causing more approval for you as an expert. And the fifth method is know your audience. Make sure the data presentation methods are using make your data relevant to the audience. The research of your audience is needed to craft relatable story, as well as to understand what approach is presenting you may want to take. After you've done the research, you can just tell the audience what is want and expect to hear. Such an approach would result in satisfied and interested audience enjoying your presentation. And in this case, your presentation would surely end up being a huge success. And the next method is presented with your voice. Speech is the most common method of presentation. When you are presenting, it's important not only what you say, but also how do you want to say it. Creating a proper voice for presenting is actually one of the things you need rehearsal for. Your goals is to shoot confident and interested in the subject you are telling about. What is more, it is important to make unnecessary pauses and avoid the and oh and other similar stuff that slows down your presentation and may put off the audience. And the next method is backup plan. Even though you may plan everything in advance, sometimes can always go wrong. The strange ability of the hardware to malfunction right in the middle of your presentation is probably one of the most known presentation-related memes. And so, plan at least some of the bad scenarios. For example, have a printed set of slides with you during presentation. Check everything right before you'll start presenting. A good idea also to have your script written out so that in case you have completely forgotten some of it parts, and you can easily and quickly look into it and go on with the presentation. And the next method is relax. So I think it's the important, and this is one not only a presentation technique but a great life technique as well. And actually the most common reason for the mistake during presentation are nervous and fear. A lot of people feeling while presenting. It's absolutely normal to be a little worried about the presentation, but you have to instill confidence in your knowledge and expertise with the subject among the audience. And if you feel it's hard to do it by yourself, and if you feel fear, try to reason with yourself. You have rehearsed, prepared creating visuals, learned about the audience, and even have a plan B in case the situation get worse. There's nothing to worry about it, and you will make it the presentation. And the next topic is rehearse. Don't rush to tell your presentation just once you've made it. Instead, try to first rehearse your presentation in front of the mirror. This presentation technique allows you to spot the mistake and downfalls in your speech and visual part, and improve you in your PowerPoint presentation. And what is more, it can also make you more confident, as with each time you rehearse, you will memorize your stuff better and better. Bonus point for these methods are starting rehearsing from the random spots in your presentation. Using this presentation technique will allow you to become completely familiar with your information. And the last method is 10, 20, and 30 presentation rule. While it may not be applied to all of the presentation, the ones that you are usually dealing with can really benefit from it. 10-20 rule, 10-20 and 30 rules is about the time and size of your presentation. And the first point, the meaning of 10 is your presentation should have no more than 10 slides. And if it's more than 10 slides, it makes the audience bored like that. And the second point, what's the meaning of 20 is the time needed for the presentation should be no more than 20 minutes. That is too long if that is more than 20 minutes. And the meaning of 30 is the font you are using for presentation text is no less than 30 points. Okay, that's any method that you can use in your presentation. It is great if you can combine and apply all that methods together in your presentation. It's very good. It's very good. And if you feel hard to apply that all, try progressively. A message for me is one simple key to making your presentation well is fearless, because if you fear to try it, you will never change your progress and your skill in your presentation. Okay, I think that's all for me. See you in the next episode. Thank you.